We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A fantastic reporting from the best in the market, Andy Sheehan, who's also a very close friend on the Pittsburgh Public School Superintendent Anthony Hamlet. Stuff jumping off the map yesterday that I'm watching. And I wanted to snag Sheehan. Andy, what's up, buddy? Your reporting has been amazing. It shows a number of conflicts and side gigs and travel. And boil it down for me, please, sir.
Well, basically, we've been looking a lot at travel and contracting under the tenure of Superintendent Anthony Hamlet. This story started when, you know, we found out that he had taken this trip to Cuba. So that was one
still
thing.
Dealing with some
to be a conflict when a vendor was paying for this trip to Cuba that was unauthorized. And that sort of launched us into an investigation where we started looking at not that just that contract, but dozens of these educational technology contracts that the superintendent and the school district had entered into worth, you know, upwards of $14 million. And we found out there was very little or no competitive process going into this and no sort of staff input from teachers or administrative staff. And there's some indication that, you know, some of these contracts are being steered towards certain vendors, vendors that Hamlet had used in Florida or others that, you know, he went above in one case where the staff recommended against one of these contracts, gave it to this this firm anyway, Pearson Education, a $4 million thing to ReadyGen. Well, today or yesterday we did a report and we found out that all the time that he had been the superintendent, he's been a paid consultant to a group called ERDI. Now, what's ERDI? It's a company that's staked out an unusual space in this multi-billion-dollar, educational technology business nationwide. And what they do is they bring together paid guys like Hamlet, paid consultants who meet with the executives of these ed tech companies. Twice a year, they'll meet at these resorts. Four-star hotels, and they'll pay, the executives will pay upwards of $15,000 for a three-hour session with paid consultants like Hamlet. Now, the school district has entered into contracts with clients of this company, ERDI. Hamlet gets paid $2,000 per one of these sessions or one of these conferences. And it's just a bad look here.
So hold on, Andy. This is where I want to stop you briefly, because Michael Lamb, this is an Andy Sheehan talking. Michael Lamb, the city controller, says, and I quote, this is in Andy's piece, he's getting paid by people he's awarding contracts to. That's an absolute blatant conflict of interest. It appears that way, doesn't it, sir?
Well, you know, under the school district policy, he's not allowed to accept money, for one thing. And he gets money from this company. It's one step removed because this company, ERDI, you know, they just facilitate these meetings. But he's meeting with people who in turn pay ERDI for the access to people like Hamlet. So, you know, it's Lamb's opinion. Yeah, this is a blatant conflict of interest that he's meeting with these vendors that are indirectly paying him, you know, for this access.
Something I saw in, I think it was your 5:30 piece, I don't recall, but regardless. So you interviewed this superintendent I really like, Santos, who said that this guy travels more than most and that he should be, meaning Hamlet again, and that he should be instead focusing on test scores. Does he travel more than most, Andy?
He certainly does. Since he's been superintendent for 3 years, he's taken 23 out-of-state trips, three of those out of the country. You know, he's been to Los Angeles, New Orleans, Chicago, several times each. He's been to Denver, Vancouver, all these clients. Now, he goes to these educational conferences. Now, that averages out to 8 times a year that he's flying to these places. Now, a lot of these conferences are, in fact, sponsored by these educational technology companies. Some of them deal only with their product and with educational technology. And Hamlet has gone and he speaks at these conferences. One, he went to Chicago last year in October, a company called Rethink Ed. And then in March, the board approved a $250,000 contract for Rethink Ed. Now, you know, again, you know, I don't know that there's any remuneration here.
Right.
But it is, I would call it a bad look here.
Andy Sheehan with KDK. Andy, is there anybody looking into the possibility that any of this is illegal or unethical or against the policy? Does it go beyond Andy Sheehan?
There's three investigations going on. One, the board has authorized an investigation by Lourdes Sanchez. She's looking at the Cuba trip. She's looking at the contract specifically with this company, Flying Classrooms. And I'm told she's looking at some other contracts. The State Auditor General, Eugene D. Pasquale, after we did our story about, you know, these dozens of contracts that were let without competitive bidding, he's doing an investigation of whether procedures were followed and doing a deep dive into all these contracts. Hamlet did not file initially a financial disclosure form. He didn't initially, after we reported that, he filed a financial disclosure form with saying he had no outside income. Then he filed another one saying that he was a paid consultant for ERDI. That has spurred an investigation by the State Ethics Commission.
Hey, so buddy, I got a few seconds left.
Going on in three fronts.
I got a few seconds left, but I'm curious. Is he still dodging you, my man?
He feels that this, he calls this a smear job. Mm. He's saying, you know, that I have some sort of grudge.
Ridiculous.
Let me assure you, I do not have a grudge against the man. I am merely, fulfilling my role as asking questions of, you know, a public entity and no more important public entity than the Pittsburgh Public Schools.
You're the most fair-minded reporter I've ever known in my life, brother. Doing a hell of a job. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, my man. It's great work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.